This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. We're here at the RNIB Tech Fair Northern Ireland 2025, and we're at the table with TAG. Could you just introduce us to TAG and what's going on with you?
Certainly. TAG is a technology advice group. We are a community of volunteers, and we are all visually impaired in one way or another. Some people are partially sighted, some people are totally blind, and we are here because we want to advertise our services, as in we help people, whether they're advanced or beginners, to navigate the technology that we use every day.
And what are some of the sort of the common questions that you get asked by folks?
A lot of our questions would be about how to connect devices like Echo devices, phones, iPhones, Android. A lot of the questions are also about keystrokes or voiceover gestures or sometimes talkback gestures. We get all sorts of questions. The website is actually TAG, TAG.GROUP.UK.
And what sort of area do you cover? Whereabouts do your members?
We cover everywhere. We don't actually have... Kira is here on holiday this week, but she's a member and she lives in America.
Yes.
Kira, tell us a bit about your experience with TAG.
It's a great group of people who come together and talk about technology. We have monthly meetings on Zoom and we talk about different things related to technology updates. You know, if there's something broken on a phone, somebody will help out with fixing it. We get solicitations from people asking us to help them, you know, set up their phones. If they have difficulty with any of the screen reader softwares, we can help with that. And, of course, everything's voluntary, so everything's free.
And we have WhatsApp as well.
And we have WhatsApp, yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And how do you keep up, Kira? Things seem to be moving at a really fast pace in technology at the moment. How do the volunteers and the folks involved with TAG keep up with the questions that must come in?
Well, a lot of us are technology enthusiasts and have lots of experience with technology, using it, you know, in day-to-day life. There's no other better way to get experience than to use it and to study it, because everything, like you said, is always changing. So we keep up with news articles and what's going on in the blind and visually impaired community through different, you know, channels like news and other stuff like that.
And we update our website reasonably regularly with anything that might be helpful to visually impaired people as well, such as voiceover gestures, talkback gestures, and Windows keystrokes.
And is there a new piece of technology for either of you that's come out recently or that you've recently just tried that you're enjoying and have...
It's not a recent technology, but it's only available in America, and I actually bought it because I have chronic asthma. So it's actually an oxygen monitor, and it's a talking oxygen monitor, and I use that a lot. So it's the same as you get when you go to the hospital, you put your finger into the oximeter, but this actually speaks the... It tells you what your oxygen rate is, and it tells you your pulse rate. I use that a lot.
And what are you hoping to get out of today when you're speaking to the people who are coming into the event?
Here we go.
Just hoping to connect with people and tell them more about our mission. Connect with people and meet people and grow the community.
Fantastic. The Technology Advice Group, TAG. Thanks very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.